Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're never that far away from football season, are we? We're never that far away from football talk. And it just so happens that on Monday, there is plenty of football fodder for those of us who are missing it. In this mid-April stretch, still about 2.5 weeks away from the draft, there was a point late last week, I think it was Thursday night, where I kept saying, we're 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. And that's because in my brain, I was closer to vacation than I normally, or than I wanted to be. I was closer to vacation than the 3 weeks. I wanted it to be 2 weeks. So somehow I convinced myself that it was only 2 more weeks until I could take off for my beach trip. And that just happens to be the day after the opening round of the NFL draft, which is on a Thursday night. So I had juked you guys out. I had psyched myself out. As it turns out, it's still 2.5 weeks away. But I'm looking at a long weekend with family coming up too, so that's going to be exciting. It's almost here. It's a few things to look forward to in the spring. And I found that was probably the hardest thing about 2020 was not having much to look forward to, feeling like I didn't have the chance to make plans, feeling like I didn't have the ability to put something on the calendar and know that it was coming up and I could kind of use it to help me get through some of the darker periods. We got close to the holidays, and that was definitely the case, knowing that I was going to spend Thanksgiving week with my best friend and her family and then be with my own fam over Christmas. Those two things got me through, but that wasn't until we got into the late fall. So it's good here in the springtime to remember where we were a year ago. I do it a lot. I don't want to forget when there is a part of me that feels like complaining because I'm tired or just I'm stressed and work is busy or just stuff. I remember this time last year, it felt so dark and bleak. And maybe that will be enough to convince me to go ahead and do a full marathon, to commit to a full marathon, because why not? We're blessed to be able to be out and about now in many places and a lot of people getting vaccinated if that's your choice. And then just to think about more and more people being comfortable to be out and around. I have a contractor who is working at my house this week. He started it's a semi-small project. It's not huge, but something I wanted done since I purchased the house. And so he's coming in the evenings and he's working for several hours while I'm doing my own work in the office. And he started on Monday and he walked in the door. Now this is a family friend. It's a friend of mine that I knew from before I bought the house. And so he showed up and he had his mask on. And I said, you don't need that here. I'm not concerned. I'm not worried. You can work without your mask. And he said, oh, well, I'm fully vaccinated. So he said, essentially, he was doing it for me. But I don't want that restriction for people who are doing work in my house. And so I wanted him to be able to go ahead and enjoy the work. He does like doing these home projects, and so I didn't want him to have to worry about the mask. So I'm feeling more comfortable. Not that I was ever really uncomfortable with it, just knowing that it's been a challenge for so many people. I want people to not be anxious or to live in fear. And I want people to be able to appreciate the blessings of this life because there are so many. And for a year plus, I think it was easy to lose sight of them. And so maybe, in a weird way, just being thankful to be alive and to have the options of traveling and to tackle this type of a huge goal. Okay. I just tweeted Cynthia and told her, I knew it. I knew that I wouldn't be able to resist when she started color coding it and making this marathon experience sound so awesome. But she's right. I only have to do it once. Well, I don't really have to do it at all, but if I commit to it, if I say I'm going to do it, I don't back out. I'm a woman of my word. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. P.S. Thank you for all your cat photos. It's funny because there are people that had no idea that I was the proud owner of a cat named Sugar. Some guy actually posted on our Facebook page, when did you get a cat? Oh, 13 years ago. And it's been now 11 months since I had to put down my 18-year-old cat. So I've been a cat owner much longer than I have been a dog owner. I should say a cat mom much longer than I've been a dog mom. And many of you sent me photos of your cats. Sometimes they get overlooked because we're all big dog lovers around here on the show. But you all had some really funny cat photos. They tend to nap in the craziest positions, right? And they do not care about anything, really. In fact, I sent my younger niece a birthday card that I feel like perfectly epitomizes both her as well as cats. And she loves cats, though she's allergic to them. But she does love them, and she just kind of sucks it up when she comes to visit me. The card said, celebrate your birthday like a cat. Eat, sleep, ignore those who ignore you. Ignore those who annoy you. That is totally Lauren, and that is also most cats. Now, my cat, Sugar, happens to be very vocal, as in very vocal, as in she never shuts up. That's what I get, I know. And so she's Sugar the monster cat, but in a moment of calm, when she's curled up in my basket of sheets, she looks cute. Don't be fooled. But thank you for all of your cat photos yourself. I'm sure your cats are not all monsters. A-Law Radio on Twitter. On our Facebook page, too, if you have any potential, I haven't committed yet, potential marathon advice for your girl, please send it to me. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. This was speculated upon before it actually was announced by the man himself, because Julian Edelman failed a physical with the New England Patriots. And when they did that, they didn't pass him in the physical, they terminated his contract. Though I truly believe in this instance, it is a mutual parting of ways. Julian could certainly choose to continue his career elsewhere, but that's not the decision that he made. And so after the big speculation, the rampant speculation for most of Monday morning and even into the afternoon, Edelman himself put all of the speculation to rest.
Nothing in my career has ever come easy. And no surprise, this isn't going to be easy either. Now, I've always said, I'm going to go until the wheels come off. And they finally have fallen off. Due to an injury last year, I'll be making my official announcement of my retirement from football.
Only six games in 2020. Another reason why the Patriots were below 500 and missed out on the playoffs. But he failed a physical on Monday, and then the Patriots gave him time to announce this on his own terms. If you have not seen the video, it's quick. It's 4 minutes, but it's the type of video that will give you goosebumps, especially if you're a Patriots fan, but even if you're just a fan of football and a football greatness. And that's what he was on the playoff stage. Say whatever you want about his regular seasons, though I do believe that Tom Brady and the Patriots offense wouldn't have been nearly as successful and the numbers not nearly as eye-popping if not for Edelman's role. For years, he was Tom Brady's security blanket, Tom Brady's out, Tom Brady's favorite check down when he had to get rid of the ball quickly. And Edelman himself was like, well, he slithered. He was like a snake sometimes, a really fast snake. And you were, and I don't mean that to compare him to a snake. You know what I'm saying? He was just really difficult to grasp, really difficult to wrap up, really difficult to tackle, forget, keep track of when he's bolting across the middle and trying to find the open spot where Brady's going to throw the ball. So for 12 seasons with the Patriots and 118 playoff catches, which is the second most all time, three Super Bowl rings and a Super Bowl MVP, Julian Edelman played his best ball on the playoff stage. And if you watch this video that's put together, it's filmed literally in the center of the field at Gillette Stadium. And you don't see the highlights from his seasons, from his playoff runs, the Patriots playoff runs, but what you see is essentially the cameras panning around him and you're hearing these moments from his career. So I just retweeted it because I had posted it or I had retweeted it earlier. So I did it again, although it's been seen by 4.2 million people. So maybe you've already seen it. I'm sure a majority of our audience has seen it, but it's pretty amazing. I like the perspective. I like the drama of it all. Again, as the camera's panning around him and he's looking and he's pensive. And then after you hear some of the highlights and some of the incredible calls from his football career, then he starts talking and announces his retirement. And this is the video that he released on his own Twitter page on Monday. This is, it's bittersweet. He's going to be 35 in May, and he's accomplished so much already. He's got nothing left to prove. But it's always difficult when an athlete doesn't get to choose the end. And for him, he said he was going to play until the wheels fell off and his physical body, his knee, just won't allow him to continue.
There are a million people I have to thank. Mr. Kraft, the Kraft family. Learned so much from you guys on and off the field. Coach Belichick, giving me my opportunity. I always love you for that. My teammates, gone to war. We've lost some, we've won some. You guys will always be my brothers. To all my coaches that I played under, I appreciate all your insight, all your hard work, all your knowledge. To the entire Patriots organization, from the meal ladies, to the people that clean up after us, to the people in the hallways, the training staff, the strength staff. We share so many awesome memories that I'll never forget. And of course, my family. You guys have always had my back.
Julian Edelman announcing his retirement on Twitter. Tom Brady, of course, had to respond. And his sentiments, while they're likely extensive, if you would get him in an interview for him, he used Twitter to say this: on the biggest stage and in the biggest moments, you always came through. You never lost that chip on your shoulder, and you never let anyone define you as a person or player. I'm proud of you, Jules. Love you. I will never forget Julian's role in the Super Bowl comeback against the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, I was there in the building, and some of his plays, specifically the diving catch where the ball looked as though it was uncatchable, the overtime victory, first time that's ever happened in Super Bowl history, just the way that it unfolded and the moments that are permanently seared on the brain of Patriots fans, of course, but really football fans who watch that game, no doubt Falcons fans. But Julian Edelman had that knack, the ability to make the nearly impossible play. And very often he would do it when the pressure was ratcheted up. So he was able to match Tom Brady when it came to that ability to rise to the occasion. And that's exactly what Brady tweeted. Now, Super Bowl 53 against the Rams, there wasn't much offense. But he had the offense, at least, that was notable. 10 catches, 141 yards. And again, he's second only to Jerry Rice in terms of career catches in the playoffs.
It's been the best 12 years of my life. It's a hell of a run. And I can't forget you, Patriot Nation. You guys have welcomed me and my family to a region we do not know. We didn't know. But now, I'm one of you. I'm going to leave you guys with two words. Foxborough, forever.
Now I'm one of you. I thought that was really poignant. Now I'm one of you, Patriot Nation. Now I'm with you as a fan. And again, don't mistake how difficult this is for an athlete, especially when it's not his choice, when he wouldn't be retiring if not for this knee injury that's hampered him for years now, but really limited him last season. If you know Edelman's personality, if you have watched him play, you recognize the man loves a challenge. He's obstinate that way. And while he doesn't address that here, though he is emotional about announcing this retirement, I can imagine, based on his career and based on who he is, that he wanted the chance to play again to be able to help the Patriots get right side up, to get back to the playoffs. Didn't want to go out like this. Yeah, it's different without Tom Brady, but it didn't have to be the end of the New England Patriots. It's not the end of the New England Patriots. And he had a lot of great things to say about Cam Newton. They really struggled to establish any rapport. Now, that was the case for Cam with a lot of the receivers, and you hope it'll be better in 21. Certainly will help if they have some time in the offseason to work on that rhythm and to get some reps. But I would have liked to see him be part of the Patriots getting back to relevance, because I do believe that we're going to see a different New England Patriots team in 21. So I'm not going to have the debate with you about whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. Some of you are sending me the tweets. Because honestly, I feel as though that is meant to cheapen what he did in his career. A lot of what I saw on Monday before I rolled my eyes and then paged down, a lot of what I saw on Monday was about how he can't possibly be a Hall of Famer because of this or because of that. All right, well, maybe you're right. But honestly, as much as Hall of Famer is this incredible honor, there's no way to cheapen what Edelman did in his career. A 12-year season, or I'm sorry, a 12-year career at the position that he played with the physical nature of what he did. And most impressive, as I've said over and over, is that when the pressure was ramped up on the game's biggest stage, he always came through. I dare say there are a lot of guys out there that, given the option, would rather have three Super Bowl rings than a Hall of Fame. That's actually an interesting question. Would you rather have a championship? In his case, we're talking three of them. He got to experience those moments. So yes, for some, there's a bust and there's a yellow jacket, a gold jacket at the end of the rainbow. But if it's me, I'd rather have the rings. Not just because it meant you were the best of the best on any given season, but because you got to experience the highest of the highs, the pinnacle of your sport. Not everybody gets that. I'd rather be an athlete who played a role. Now, he played a significant role. I'd rather be an athlete who people can't remember on a championship team, especially one like the Patriots that had consistency for the better part of two decades, that have been the model franchise in the NFL. I'd rather have that than a place in Canton. Now, that's just me. It's my perspective. But those experiences, they're unforgettable. You got to perform on the game's biggest stage multiple times, and you came away with three rings. I know it's arbitrary because I've never done either, but I'd rather have that than a bust in Canton. I'd rather have that than a Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I know it's a very elite club. It's not as though they hand out Hall of Fame busts to everyone. But given my choice, if it was up to me, I'd take the rings. I'd take the experience. I'd take playing in the Super Bowl any day over being a Hall of Famer. I'd take team over the individual accomplishment. But that's just me. Maybe there are players out there who wouldn't trade their Hall of Fame bust, their place in history, for a championship. Interesting question, though. I'm going to throw it out there. Would you rather have a ring? Ring, I guess in Edelman's case, we can call it rings, but I'm not even sure it's necessary to have multiple rings. Would you rather have the bling or the bust? I like that question. Bling or bust, baby? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, on Facebook. You guys are the best, and you don't need a Hall of Fame bust to know that I appreciate you, especially over the last year for sure, the last few months definitely, but you've been a real part of what we've done here over the last year when things were wonky and tough, and there are lots of obstacles and hurdles, so I want to make sure I say that enough too, and not forget what was happening this time last year.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Matsuyama Hideki, Masters を勝ちました。ついに日本人がグリーンジャケットに袖を通します。日本人が招待を受けた85年。ついに世界の頂点に松山は立ってくれました。
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Japanese call of Hideki Matsuyama's unique history, first male in the nation of Japan ever to win a major, and of course the only one to win the Masters, male or female. It's an awesome experience, and as you can imagine, the nation of Japan celebrating, even the Prime Minister coming out on Monday to congratulate Hideki and to really put context around his victory, what it means to Japan right now as the nation is struggling to find a way to host this summer's Olympic Games. And he also mentioned COVID and the challenges associated with that. And so it's easy sometimes to get wrapped up in how our economy has suffered and how it impacts us in the United States. But it's a global pandemic, and it's affected every nation in similar ways, not exactly the same, but definitely similar ways. But congratulations again for Hideki history, Hideki Matsuyama. You can imagine this week is going to be crazy for him with all the interview requests, with appearances that he has to make, not to mention mentally and physically recovering from what was the first time he's ever been able to follow it all the way through as a major champion. And our player of the week is brought to you by Grainger. You heard it there, the Japanese call of his final putt and the green jacket. I swear I heard green jacket in there. And if you remember, he finished at minus 10, though he did bogey the last hole, put a water in the drink on 15. What really impressed me is the way that he never relinquished the lead after his Saturday surge. So coming out of the rain delay, he was sitting in his car playing video games. And yet he comes out of the rain delay. He birdies 6 of the next 8 holes. He takes over the lead of the Masters. He never gives it up. And he saw it increase to such a point on Sunday that he could still bogey down the stretch multiple times and never really see that lead challenged. Hideki Matsuyama, whose Masters win means hundreds of millions of dollars. That's a conservative estimate. Hundreds of millions of dollars in endorsements for him. because of the fact that he's now a legend in the nation of Japan. And I'm really excited for him that he'll get to be home as part of the Olympics that will take place in Tokyo in a few months. Our Player of the Week, sponsored by Grainger. For all the ones who get it done, like Hideki Matsuyama, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call, click Grainger.com/safety or just stop by. And coming up this weekend, the PGA Tour returns to CBS. Many of the world's top golfers descend on the famous Harbortown Golf Links course in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Been there for the RBC Heritage. Live coverage starts at 3 p.m. Eastern. That's noon Pacific, Saturday and Sunday on CBS. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Producer Dave has just put a post up on Twitter, and he's working on it with our Facebook page. So After Hours CBS on Twitter, or my Twitter, would you rather win a Super Bowl or be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame? In my opinion, the bling is a better experience. As much as it'd be great to be in the Hall of Fame and to have your bust immortalized in Canton or Cooperstown or Springfield or any of the Hall of Fames, Halls of Fame. I've had this conversation with myself before. Is it Halls of Fame or Hall of Fames? Halls of Fame. Fame can't be pluralized. That's such a different tangent, and I promise I'll stop right there. I love team sports far more than individual sports. Even running, as much as it's an individual feat, I enjoyed the cross-country, high school cross-country model where you were running with a team. I am always better when I'm working with a team. I enjoy the team aspect. Even playing golf, I love golf. But do you know my favorite thing about golf? Scrambles. Team tournaments, team outings. I love the camaraderie. I believe that if you have the right team, the sum of the parts is greater than the individual pieces. Synergy. So I'm all about the team. I didn't care so much about my personal stats, though it's nice to have a game where you score 30 points or you have five block shots or you pull down double figure rebounds. Yeah, that's great. But I will never be able to replicate that team aspect in my life. That's my favorite thing about playing sports, is working with other people and finding that rhythm and that groove and that flow. And so you ask me, I'll take one ring over the Hall of Fame any day. Now, some of you are saying, oh, there's a difference between one ring and three rings. Nah, I think you can answer the question. One ring versus the Hall of Fame. There are a lot of guys out there who would trade a pinky finger after they were done. They would trade a left breast to be able to play in a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. And again, we're mostly talking football, but you can use this argument in any sport. It's a no-brainer for me. I take the ring. I take the championship. I take the experience. I take the memories that will never fade. I take that team accomplishment any day over the Hall of Fame. It's nice to have both, but you don't always get both. And if I'm Julian Edelman, as much as the Hall of Fame would be nice, what he accomplished in his career, that legacy is untarnished, regardless of whether or not he gets into the Hall of Fame. And that's really why I hated this debate, why I don't like this debate. Because so many people are trying to denigrate his career and diminish what he accomplished. It's not Hall of Fame worthy. Well, screw that. Who cares? He's got three rings and a Super Bowl MVP. He got to play with the greatest of all time. Whether or not he gets into Canton, nothing can change that. That's my opinion on it. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, A-Law Radio.
No days off.
He got to play for the greatest of all time. Well, one of them. That's a tough debate. And then also on our Facebook page. We'll get to your responses coming up next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
White to the right of Brady, off his hip. Edelman motions into the backfield. And then motions out to the right. Brady throws it to him. It's a lateral. Edelman's looking to throw. Under pressure. To the end zone for Dorsett. A strike for a Patriots touchdown.
It's time to pull on the pads and hit somebody. On After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Julian Edelman will always be synonymous with the Patriots' success and with his stretch in which they were the model franchise, have been the model franchise in the NFL. And I hate for Julian that he is being forced out by a chronic knee injury, failed a physical with the Patriots, and then they terminated his contract, which is more of a formality. But he himself indicates that he is retiring because the wheels fell off, so to speak. His physical body won't hold up anymore. And certainly there is speculation that maybe he goes away like a Rob Gronkowski. He retires for a bit. He comes back healthy. He's able to play again. I know the speculation is there about Tampa. We'll see, but never say never. But the fact that he's already accomplished so much and that he's got a family and he can now go on and do whatever else he wants to do in his life, it can be freeing, though it's always a really difficult adjustment for an athlete who's performed at the highest level. Three Super Bowl rings, one MVP, more incredible experiences than many football players will ever have, and most can only dream about. He caught passes from the greatest of all time. He played for one of the greatest coaches of all time. He thrived in the Patriot system with the Patriot way. And he ranks second only to Jerry Rice for most playoff catches of all time. So he did his best work on the game's biggest stages. To me, that is far more valuable than a Hall of Fame bust. Now, that's just me. I'm speaking personally. But we're asking you the question, what would you rather have? A Super Bowl ring or a Hall of Fame spot, a Hall of Fame bust and a gold jacket in Canton? They're both pretty impressive clubs. And one doesn't mutually, or they're not mutually exclusive. What does it preclude the other? But I do think, for me, it's a no-brainer. And that's why I really despise the argument about Julian as a Hall of Famer. Because the people who don't think he's a Hall of Famer are spending all their time knocking him, comparing his numbers to people who aren't in the Hall of Fame or run-of-the-mill receivers. First of all, it's no small thing to make it in the NFL. Second of all, the average career of an NFL player is not even 4 years. Edelman tripled that. 12 seasons in a system that's like a machine with the best of the best. And he played in all of those games that players covet. To be part of history the way that he was in the comeback against the Falcons, I mean, to experience that, to me, that's far more exciting and I think far more valuable as an athlete than to be in the Hall of Fame. But again, that's just my perspective. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, A Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Also, I appreciate those of you who are responding to me about the possible marathon that I'm going to commit to. Possibly. Matt is listening in Virginia. Matt, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
So I hear you want to run a marathon.
Oh, no. I don't want to, but I might do it anyway.
I think it's a good goal. I think you could do it. I strongly encourage it. I ran my first marathon in December
just
of
this past
last year.
No way. Where'd you do it?
I, So in Virginia Beach, Virginia, technically it was actually an ultra marathon. It was 50K, which is 31
insane.
Miles,
because yes,
26
insane.
Just wasn't enough.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think it's a good goal. I think I heard you said that you had run half marathons before. So
yes.
If you have that base, I think that you could do it. It's certainly a huge commitment,
uh-huh,
for sure. It's cliche, but it's a lifestyle, as they say.
Yes.
But the race day is actually probably the easiest part for you, believe it or not, as long as you have a good training plan. The hard part will be the months of commitment
months
that go into it.
And months and miles and miles and miles. Now, did you do yours virtually or with other runners?
I did it virtually. That's playing on expert difficulty.
Yes.
If you have the option of having friends and family around to celebrate once things become normal, I would definitely recommend doing it that way, because it's probably, you know, one of the toughest accomplishments you can do in life. So not having friends and family around.
Yeah, no, I don't think
that.
I could
cheering
do
cheering will make a huge difference.
Yeah, for sure. I don't
it
think I could do that. I couldn't do one virtually. I had the option. So I was committed to do the Disney Star Wars half last spring. And then we were thinking about doing it this spring instead. But it was going to be virtual. And that's not, for me, the experience of running with a huge crowd of people, that gives me not only inspiration, but it gives me great adrenaline. And so if I do choose to do this, I'm going to run it when it's a full complement of people and like thousands of other runners.
Yes, and any marathoner will tell you that wall that you hit around,
mm-hmm,
right around mile 18 to mile 20,
oh,
is
ouch,
very real.
Yes.
And you're going to need that adrenaline. If you don't have that adrenaline, it's much, much harder.
Okay. Well, I'm impressed. Are you glad you did it? This what did you call it? An ultra marathon?
Yes, an ultra marathon, and I'm super glad that I did it, and I hope that you do it too.
All right. Well, if I do, Matt, the entire world will know about it. So thank you for your input. I appreciate it, and congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening in Virginia. Let's talk to Charles, who's in Detroit. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy Wright, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Hey, I was calling you about your question. I also had another question to throw back at you.
Okay.
I agree with you 100%. You got 3 rings as opposed to a Hall of Fame career, and then it's up in the air whether he can make it or not. I definitely go with the rings. I think the bling is the thing.
Yes, and it rhymes too.
I agree. Hey, talk with you before the season. I never did get a chance to find out if you followed up on the question we talked about then. Who would win the divorce?
See, I know that that's how people want to term it. You're referring to Belichick and Brady. I don't think it's a win, one or the other. The two are not in the same arena competing anymore. So to me, it's impossible to say one guy won it and one guy didn't, especially based on 1 year. The easy answer, obviously, is, oh, yeah, Tom Brady. But Tom Brady joined a ready-made Super Bowl team with another coach who was phenomenal. And he played a major role in that. But we all know that Brady himself wasn't the only reason that the Bucs won the Super Bowl this year. That defense was phenomenal. Think about what the defense did against the New Orleans Saints in the divisional round. Then think about what the defense did against the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship, not to mention the Super Bowl as well. So I know it's fun to point at Bill Belichick and say he sucks now because there's no Tom Brady, but that's asinine, Charles. Anyone who knows sports and knows football has to understand that just because Tom Brady left does not mean Bill Belichick is a terrible coach. And so first of all, we don't have a full body of work. Once they're both completely retired, maybe we can have the debate, but you're talking about comparing based on one guy in a sport that requires dozens of people to succeed. It was never just about Belichick and Brady when they won in New England. So how can it just be about Belichick and Brady now that they're in separate places?
No, I agree, and I think Belichick showed his worth even in games like the Kansas City game, where he, you know, the most prolific offense out there now, he basically held him down to what 10 or 12 points through 3 quarters. It was, and he was doing it with mirrors and no offense. So I think he, you know, he showed his value. But I, you know, also think that the people that were on the other side of the fence, Brady showed his value. It's not the only reason they won, but I think he's a big part of the reason, along with the defense.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who said Tom Brady was only a system quarterback wasn't paying attention. Obviously doesn't know what football is all about or what Brady brings to the game. And anyone who said that Bill Belichick can't win without Tom Brady, while they got this one season that may make them feel good about their argument, that's obviously not true either. And so they were better together, right? I mean, the two of them together, the commitment they made to work with one another, the trust they had in one another, even when their relationship wasn't the easiest. I mean, it resulted in one of the greatest stretches that a team has ever had in sports history. But to say that either one is not great at what he does, it's just not that simple. It's not that black and white. Sports never are, especially team sports. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry that I'm not playing into the fun debate over Belichick versus Brady, but they do two different things, and their roles are different, and their styles are different, and they're both incredible. They wouldn't have had as much success without the other, but I do not in any way believe that neither can be successful without the other.
I agree with you.
Whoa. Okay, Charles. I appreciate your phone call. Next time I'll remember.
You have a nice night.
You too. 855-212-4227. We'll get to more of your calls after the top of the hour. But the debate that I prefer on this edition of the show is bling or bust. Would you rather have a Super Bowl ring, thus the blingity bling bling bling, or would you rather have a bust in Canton, the Hall of Fame, or Cooperstown, or again, go on and on, whatever Hall of Fame it is. I say I'll take the championship every time. I don't need multiple championships, even like Julian Edelman. I just need one championship. So yeah, if you're asking me, would I rather be Trent Dilfer or Dan Marino? I'd rather be Trent Dilfer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.